Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for taking the time out to listen to what we have to say, what I have to say, and what has to be said by my guests and other people that actually come on the line, be it that they're the guests that we invite in or people that have questions. Today, we're going to continue basically, I guess you could say this is part three of a particular subject matter that we've been talking about. It kind of started out with, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And it also started out with, if you want change, let's go ahead and make that change occur. That wasn't the exact title, but that was basically the gist of it, and it's what started off, or what helped to start off this particular, not thought process, but start off this particular show. Each of us want certain things in our life. We all want happiness. We all want joy. We all want to feel fulfilled. We all want to be successful in the things that we do. In many cases, we all want health and love and, you know, understanding, and we want knowledge, and we want to understand why we're here and what was our reason for being actually brought on this earth. You know, what was the reason that we were put here? What's our purpose? What is our goal in life? Well, unfortunately, be it indirectly or directly, we seem to receive a lot of misinformation. And when I say misinformation, I mean misinformation in the sense of negative input, negative comments, negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative experiences. We are constantly disappointed in our lives as we go forward. Now, I am not telling you that what we're going to talk about today is going to remove all of the disappointment from your life. That is part of life, all right? If you don't like it, suck it up, grow up, and handle it. However, how you handle the disappointment that you experience, how you handle those people that aren't able to let go of their negative thoughts, negative impulses, and negative ways is really the topic of what we've been talking about the last couple of shows. That negativity is something that we can get around, and that negativity is something that we can't control the individuals doing it, but we can control our way of accepting it, our way of taking that information in and then making it a part of our lives. We don't have to take that negative stuff that comes in and continue the negativity that was brought out by it. We can take that energy and use it in a positive manner by changing the way that we perceive that information and also trying to limit the amounts of negativity that come into our lives and that we interact with. Again, you cannot change anybody. The only person that you can change is yourself. The only person you're truly responsible for is yourself. But as we all look for excellence, as we all look to grow and become better people, we need to remember that excellence always endures. It remains long after the cost is forgotten. And today we're going to talk about trying to do some of the things so that the cost is taken care of, so that the cost is paid, so that we can live the lives that we want to live and become the people that we truly want to become. So, again, all of these things, all of these wants, all of these needs, all of these demands, all of these things have one thing in common. That one thing that they have in common is you and I. So what we're going to do starting today is we're going to start on a journey. We've already kind of gotten an introduction to the journey, but we're going to start on a journey, and we're going to walk through this together. It's going to take us about 30 days, maybe a little less than 30 days. Each one of these particular shows, which will have journey in them, will be talking about, we'll be giving you the steps you need to go forward into your journey, into that new you, into that better you, into that happiness, into that joy, into that spirit of fulfillment, into that oneness, into that loving relationship that you would love to have but don't presently have. It will try to, or we will try to, figure out how to help you, because every individual is different, to conquer and tackle those goals. But again, the first thing that we need to conquer and tackle is ourselves. We need to work on our own spirit, our own mindset, our own health, our own ways of dealing with all of the things that are around us on a regular basis, and again, that we need to conquer. So, without any further ado, I want to again thank you for joining the show, and I'd like to thank you for being a part of this particular show. Please share this show with everyone that you possibly can. You will be doing them a favor. You will be helping them to become better people, and in turn, you will be also creating friendships and bonds that could last a beautiful time as you move forward into creating a better life and a better situation for yourself. We are presently embarking on a mission. Our mission is to conquer the demons that surround us and the demons that face us. Again, we're looking at about a 30-day path. We're going to try to condense that into a little bit of a shorter time, but that depends on you. I'm asking that for each thing that we talk about and each thing that we work on, you give it a week. Now, the other, and the week is 7 days. The other thing is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to do something that many of you have never, ever done in your life. I'm going to ask you to buy a notebook and create a journal. That journal needs to have at least 60 pages in it. In those 60 pages, you're going to write down what your goals are, how you think that you can achieve those goals each day, and you're going to log how close you are to achieving each and every one of those goals in this overall challenge. You need to be descriptive. You need to be specific. You need to have a goal that is obtainable, not something that isn't. This, again, is going to be the framework. It's going to be the foundation to start to move you where you need to be. Foundations need to be strong. Remember, if you have a weak foundation and you have a $1 million house on it, your house is only worth that foundation. So if that foundation is $5,000 and you've got $1 million worth of investment on it, you've got $1 million worth of waste on top of that worthless foundation. So let's go ahead and create a strong foundation. Let's work on changing your mind. Let's literally work on changing your whole life as we try to move you forward, as we all try to move forward to find the truth to everything in your life, your physical life, your physical state, your financial life, your business life, and even your home life. Regardless of your thoughts or feelings of the past, your habits, your habitual habits have been one of the things that have been putting you in the position that you're in. It's not your husband, it's not your wife, it's not those other things. Those are just excuses that you're using. It's you that ultimately will make up the choice as to whether you're going to go forward. For those of you that blame your mothers and fathers and grandparents and all of that, it's not their fault either. You took in that information and then you disseminated it into what you believed it was supposed to be, not what you needed it to be. We're going to work today to put things in perspective so that you can create what you need to create so that you can choose correctly. Because the choice is yours. You may not be aware of it yet, but the choice is yours. And unlimited change can happen in your life because you choose to feel and focus on the things that are going to help you. All right, as we move forward with today's show, one thing that we need to do is we need to start trying to remove all of those negative people, negative thoughts, and negative beliefs from our life. You know who these people are. Those are the people that tell you you can't before you even start. These are the people who tell you that you won't make it before you even start. But anyway, let me go back. Let's start with you. One, remove those people. Start finding out who those people are. You already know who those people are, and start removing them from your life. All right? Again, we are going to try to break some habits here. And in breaking those habits, again, it starts with you. The first thing is discipline. The next thing is persistence. You need to be disciplined and you need to be persistent. So for right now, today, the first thing that I want to work with you on is breathing, the power of breath. Anthony Robbins has written in his book, and a couple of other people that have written books that are similar to him, and actually one gentleman in particular that I can't think of his name right now, he wrote about the power of breath. Most of us hyperventilate throughout our entire lives. We don't know how to truly breathe. Breathing is going to bring in good oxygen and let out bad oxygen and let out the toxins. If you can fully inflate your lungs and breathe out, then that's going to start to help you as you start to work on the you. What I'd like everybody to do is just take a moment, all right? Every day, I want you to take approximately, I'd say, 3 minutes a day. Of that 3 minutes a day, I want you to breathe in to a count of five. Let it out on five. And I want you to do this for 3 minutes. That 3 minutes is not going to take much out of your life. That 3 minutes is something that can help you. If you're not even really motivated to do this, how about humoring us for the time that you are doing it, and let's see if it works. Let's think about it. 30 days out of your life, out of your whole life, and we're only talking about something that's a moment, a few moments a day, I think you can do that. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to start to oxygenate your body, getting oxygen into your lungs the proper way and getting the unnatural things out of your body. This is actually a pretty simple process. You're going to breathe in, and once you breathe in, you're going to hold your breath. Hold your breath, all right? And be mindful that this is something that you need to do at least once a day, all right? If you can find time to do it more than once a day, it's going to help you. But breathe in through your mouth, in through your nose, and then out through your mouth for a count of five. So basically 5 seconds. On the fifth second, you'll be letting that air out. You want to do this breathing exercise for about 3 minutes a day. Again, if you can squeeze in more breathing exercises, I would prefer that you did it 3 times a day. But sometimes you may not be in the position to do that. As you do these breathing exercises, I want you to think of your goals. I want you to think of your dreams. I want you to think of the things that are going to help you achieve them. Not the negative things that are going to come into your life, but the positive effects. I want you to think of cleansing your mind and cleansing your soul as you breathe in, letting the bad stuff out as you bring the good stuff in. Again, fully oxygenating your lungs. When you do this, you need to find a quiet place. Don't do it while you're driving your car or anything like that. Let's do it in a nice, safe manner. All right? And again, fully deep breaths that will serve the purpose of not only cleaning your mind, but also of opening up your thoughts and your ideas. Everybody's got genius within them. Everyone has, as they say, a $1 million idea sitting inside them waiting to come out. We are looking to help you bring out your $1 million idea. We are looking to help you to clean your body and clean your soul as you breathe in, taking that positive energy into you and then letting all of the bad stuff out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now, again, we're going to breathe for three minutes, deep breaths, fully oxygenating your lungs, and then on the count of five, letting it out. If you feel dizzy or anything like that, please stop. Take a couple of moments and maybe reduce your breaths to, a count of three. But for right now, we're looking at a count of five. All right, that's one part of what we're going to do for the next week, and that week starts today. Write it down in your particular journal on how you're going to do this. The next thing we want to talk about is hydration, all right? The majority of your body, I think more than 80%, 90% of your body is water or made up of a water compound. We need to hydrate. We need to get the fluids in us so that we can flush out the bad things that are in us. That means we need to take in a lot more water than most of us are taking in. All right? What is it? If you're not taking in enough water, you know it. You're not properly hydrated. You haven't properly got enough liquid. And when I say liquid, I am talking about water. I am not talking about coffee. I am not talking about soda. I'm not talking about juices and potions and all of those different things. I'm talking about just plain old water. For those of you that are not water people, you do not really like the taste of water. All right, I'm asking you to try to understand that you need to take water into your body. Be it that it's one of your number one components, I would think that you would need quite a bit of it, especially clean, fresh water, or as clean a water as you can get. Now, for those of you that don't like water, I've got a simple trick for you. Buy a bottle of lemon juice, pure lemon juice. Drop some of that lemon juice, not flavored, just lemon juice. Drop some of that lemon juice into your water. All right? It will give the water that you don't like, because it doesn't have a taste, it will give it a taste. It will give it some substance. All right? So take that water and put a little bit of lemon in it, and then drink it with the water. Drink the lemon, the water with the lemon in it. That will help you to be able to take in that water. Ladies and gentlemen, let me please share with you, I am not a heavy water drinker. But I always make it a point, especially if we go out for dinner or anything like that, to get myself water. And I asked the lady at the restaurant, I'm like, listen, could you give me 2 glasses of water, which is my standard, and I asked for 2 glasses of water with lemon. So they usually bring me out a little dish. Sometimes I have to ask them, bring me out a little dish of cut lemons. I squeeze the lemon into the glass, and then I drink both glasses of water with my meal. For all of you that are not really into water with your meals, it will actually help you to taste your food instead of you diluting your food with some sugary substance or some other substance that is not going to give your body what it needs to be hydrated. Okay, again, hydrating your body is a very important thing, and it's something that you need to do, all right? It will help you to flush all of the things that are in your body, all of the toxins and waste out of your body. However, you need to get in enough water, all right? You need to be mindful that when you're looking for hydration, the golden rule is that you should drink about half of your body weight in fluids or in water once a day. So, again, if you weigh, 200 pounds, then that would mean you would drink 100 ounces of water. That's really simple. So just a few actual glasses of water a day, or several glasses of water a day, really not a few, will help you to reach your particular goal so that you can become hydrated, all right? If you're looking at somebody that's 200 pounds, 100 ounces of water is barely a gallon of water. Okay, a gallon of water really isn't that much to take in. What I try to look at it as, if I took a gallon of water, what would it weigh, and then what do I weigh? Okay, I don't weigh 200 pounds. However, again, that's just to give you a little marker to look at. And you need to fully hydrate yourself, all right? This hydration will also probably help those of you that are looking to lose weight, those of you that are having other problems, because you're now taking that water and you're using it in place of what you would have normally put in there, all right? And most of us drink probably a gallon of juice and potions and notions and everything on a regular basis, between sodas, coffee, you know, and other non-natural items that we bring into our body, you know, sports drinks, health drinks, energy drinks, all of the above. So you're probably already intaking that much fluid anyway. So this is a way that you can do it and actually benefit from it. And again, like I said before, this is a 30-day thing. If after the 30 days you don't see a change in you with all the things that we're going to do, then, you know, if you deem it, go back to doing what you were doing. Go back to the negative stuff that's not going to serve you and not going to help you to achieve your goals and help you live the life that you want to live. Some of you may be a little bit worried about, if you drink a gallon of water, you're going to constantly go to the bathroom. First off, one of the reasons that you're probably going to the bathroom a lot when you drink the things that you drink, that you're presently drinking, is because the body is trying to get it out. The body is looking for minerals, vitamins, and things that it can use naturally so that the body can take the nutrients and all of the other things that it possesses in them and use them. If you're putting empty stuff in you, your body's not using it, so your body is going to try to get rid of it quicker. The problem is that your body is going to take in some of the unnatural properties and some of the properties that are in those substances that are not good for you. So by taking in a whole bunch of water, you're probably not really going to go to the bathroom any more than you are now, because your body is going to adjust. Your body is going to take in the natural properties of that water, and it's going to use what it can do. It's going to hydrate you. It's, for ladies, it should help you with your skin. For men, it should help, and your elasticity and your bones and all of those different things that can actually use the positive properties of that water in a good way. So for those of you that are thinking that, you know, you're going to be doing a whole lot more bathroom runs, you're probably not. You actually might do less. For those of you that are looking to lose weight, it's not a manufactured product. Water is natural. Your body is going to take it in. It's going to use it. It's going to flush your system. It's going to get rid of, again, like I said, some of those toxins that you're presently taking into your body on a regular basis. Okay? So let's get hydrated. Ladies and gentlemen, if your urine is yellow or orange, that's a clear sign that you're not taking in enough water. All right? If your urine is clear or more towards the clear area, then that means your body is getting some of the hydration or the hydration that it needs to move forward so that you can move forward and have that life we were talking about. So if it's clear, you need to jump up and down and be happy, because that means that your body is hydrated. So between your breathing exercises and your water and you getting that clear urine, that's two parts of the three parts that we're talking about. That was relatively easy, and I'm sure that we can all do it. Again, let's drink that water and let's do the things that we need to do so that we can move forward. All right. The next thing is something that I've talked about just about every show, and that's a positive mindset, all right? Positive mindset, positive thinking, and thinking positively. Thinking positively is getting away from the negative Neds and the negative Nellies. It's not believing that the glass is half empty. It's believing that the glass is half full and you can fill it the rest of the way. Positive thinking is waking up in the morning with the feeling that you know you can. The feeling that no matter what happens, you can handle it. It may not always go your way, but if it doesn't go your way, then that means that's what it was meant to be. And the next time you can adjust it so that you can make it go your way, or so you can get closer to your goal. Understand that nobody takes one step and ends up where they want to be. When you get up in the morning and you got to go to the bathroom bad, if you take one step, unless you live in an apartment that I've never seen before, you're not in your bathroom. You're not near where you can go ahead and take care of what you need to take care of. Life is the same way. This is the same way. One step isn't going to get you there, but a series of steps will get you there. A series of forward moving, forward actions will get you where you want to go. Just like the negative steps that many are taking now is getting them farther away from where they have to go. All right, so let's take on this challenge. This particular challenge, we want to work on your happiness, your health, your prosperity, and determine a way in which you can start making the deposits that you need to make to create the moods and the environments that you need to have so that you can succeed and move forward. For a lot of you, that's going to be removing those negative people, those negative vibes. And please understand, too, if you have habits that are putting you in a particular mindset or giving you joy, but that joy is temporary, that is not serving you. All right? Hanging out with your boys or hanging out with your girls and drinking till the next morning you don't want to get up or you've got a hangover is negative. Now, I'm not saying don't go out and have fun. I'm saying that you should go out and have fun with, one, people that you truly trust and know you can trust, but two, so that you do not lose total control. All right? You look at the drug addicts of the world and you think to yourself, okay, how could they get that? How could they go that far? How could they let something like this happen to them? It's easy. It happened the same way those bad things happened. each time they took a step towards the next thing, and the next thing got worser and worser and worser. Don't do that to yourself. Find a positive means of expressing yourself. Find positive things to do with your time. I personally have a tendency to look at Facebook, and I'll look at all of the in-house advertisements for parties and hanging out and doing this and doing that. Well, a young lady, I can't think of her last name, but I believe her first name, recently put a post out amongst the Facebook people that communicate with me, and she said, "Hello, Facebook, the place where hundreds of people speak and communicate with themselves and act friendly, yet will walk by each other like they don't even know them on the street." Facebook is a truly powerful tool. However, 97%, maybe 98% of the people that use Facebook are not using it correctly. All right? If you put negative, just like the news, if you put negative out there, negative spreads. If you put good out there, good just kind of stays in its place. Well, in our particular show, we're talking about putting positive out there, and we're talking about developing an understanding and a repository of positive people that you can share your life with and your happenings with, that are going to support you, that are going to help you, that are going to grow with you, that are going to, again, have the same positive mindset and positive experience. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I met two ladies in Chicago. Beautiful ladies, Deborah and Pamela. These two ladies stepped out of their comfort zone. These two ladies spoke to me when I knew no one out of 400 people in the room. They were very positive. Their spirits were beautiful. The things that they shared with me were beautiful. And when I say beautiful, I mean in a wholesome, family-friendly environment, and everything that they had to say was positive, and they reached out. There are hundreds of thousands of people out there. However, you send a text to somebody and tell them to text something to 90210 or to do something like that, and the instant what pops into their head is some type of suspicion. Those are the people you don't want to deal with. Those are the people that you don't want to experience, people that think that everyone is up to something and everyone is out to do something to them. And you won't have to worry about that if you surround yourself with positive, forward-thinking people that are looking to do the things that they need to do. You need to be vigilant about who you allow to get into your mind, to who you allow to get into your space, all right? If it doesn't seem positive or empowering, it probably isn't. Push those people away from you. Push them out of your mind. If somebody puts you into a negative mind frame, or you believe that they're a negative person, remove them. If somebody says something negative, you say something positive. If they say something negative too much, you now know it's somebody you need to get away from, and you need to change your outlook. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, your mind is a very positive thing. All right, if a negative incident happens to you and sets off a chain reaction of limited and disempowering thoughts, emotions, beliefs, or images, you need to remove that from that by creating a positive stimulus that's going to do the opposite. You have the power. You have the control. Again, first thing, breathing. And second thing, hydration. Next thing, thinking. But the real first thing is a positive mindset. You can do it. So positive thinking, breathing, hydration, and then thinking positively the rest of your day, every day. All right? And that's the start of this first program. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. I hope that you got something out of this particular 30 minutes of talk. I think this is a very positive thing, and I think that we can all move forward to have a better life. And I hope that I can be responsible for you achieving the goals and living the dreams that you feel you truly want to live. Again, please share the show with everyone that you can. Thank you again for listening to The Zurian Show. We truly appreciate it, and we look forward to speaking with you again. With that said, this is Zurian. Take care.